Eric, you know, this will be your third year going, starting on the offensive line. I mean, how much or how good is it to get a couple years under your belt to kind of know where you're at going into year three?
It's very good. You know what you're going to get on the field. You know a lot of what the teams are going to do already, unless they have coaching changes, and it really kind of gives you an edge on the field.
We'll go back here to the right.
Eric, you're kind of seen as an anchor of the offensive line. What's it like leading those younger guys?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, guys come in every day and they have questions that amaze you. But I definitely say that I'm not the only leader of the offensive line. There's several of my guys around me, like Connor Lanfear, Keaton Sutherland, Colton Prater, that are helping me along with everything, and they're great players as well. So,
go down in front.
Eric, it seems like physical and toughness are the buzzwords of the offseason for you guys. How does Coach Fisher talk about those kind of things to you guys? What is his message on those two things?
Well, his four key words are toughness, effort, discipline, and pride, and he emphasizes that in everything we do, whether that's from the strength, weight room, which is strength and conditioning, practice to film, and he really puts an emphasis on it.
Be a guy that's a lineman that when your coach is talking about those kind of things pretty consistently.
It's important, of course. When you have a coach that puts emphasis on those things, it makes you want to do them even more, especially across the board, and it teaches the young guys when they come in that they have to have that to play here.
Go over here to the right.
Eric, you guys didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher last year. You know, how important of a goal is that for you guys, and what do you like most about blocking for a guy like Travion?
It's a big goal. Of course, every offensive line, they want to have a 1,000-yard rusher, and just blocking for Travion is the best thing ever. There's lots of times where he makes us look a lot better than we actually are. He's a guy that can break a play off 60, 70 yards at any given moment. He's probably the most explosive guy I've ever met.
We'll go back left.
You're right here. Oh. Your chaplain told me you had a pretty impactful visit to Haiti in the off season. And we know if you're a better man off the football field, you're a better man on the football field, right? So I'm curious how that affected you, that trip, what you experienced, how that affected you, and how that makes you a better football player or a better teammate.
I would say that it made me a lot more grateful for everything that I've had the opportunity to have here. It made me a better teammate because I met people that just didn't really have a whole lot, and having everybody around me like that, it was really impactful.
We'll go back here, middle.
Hey, Eric, Jimbo Fisher, a real known, you know, national name and everything. I'm just curious, what were your impressions of him before he came to A&M, and what were your impressions afterwards when he arrived?
I'm going to have to say that my impressions haven't really changed. I was excited when he got hired, and I'm still excited that he's here, and we're getting ready for the season. He's an intense guy, and I love that.
We'll go left middle over here.
Adjustment when you have go from a spread to kind of more of a pro style for an offensive lineman, and how much are you adjusting to having that tight end on the line with you a lot more?
To be honest with you, it really wasn't that big of an adjustment. Coach Turner stuck around, and he kept things pretty black and white for us. You know, he's a very knowledgeable coach, and he made things as simple as possible for us, even making that transition from the spread to the pro style.
We'll go back middle.
Eric, somebody had, you know, obviously been a starter on the O-line for a while now. What's it mean to you to make an impression on Jimbo already, to have him call your name and come here to Atlanta to represent Texas A&M?
I think it's awesome because I know that I have a lot of teammates that could have been in this position as well, and it excites me that he trusts me enough to come out here and speak to you guys.
Right beside.
Eric, have you been able to interact with Tank Jenkins at all yet, and what do you like about Tank, and not just his personality but his athletic ability as well?
Oh, I love the kid. I actually recruited him and got him here on his official visit. The thing I like most about the kid is that he's big, powerful, and mean. And he carries himself that way, too, and I think that'll help him a lot on the field.
We'll go right back to the middle.
Two-fold question for you here, Eric. Number one, obviously quite the bloodline in your family that's already played at A&M and Jaworski. So talk to me now about you trying to make a name for yourself at Texas A&M and what you've shared with Jaworski over the years, and then also a lot of beast Texans on this Aggie roster. Talk to him about that and kind of the camaraderie you guys have.
Well, of course, having Jaworski play at A&M gave me a name here before I even got here. You know, he was a great running back here, and just the bloodline that we have is pretty awesome. And then just going into I'm sorry, could you repeat the second question?
Just all the East Texans on the roster, all you guys playing together.
Oh, it's awesome. Having guys around you that grew up just like you did in the small towns and just really where everything is football and football, it's an awesome thing.
Okay, back left.
Eric, how much of an adjustment has it been when you have a full, we talked about the tight ends just now, but what about a fullback and blocking with a fullback behind you a little more? And how much more is it, you know, with a fullback?
I think it's pretty cool that we have a fullback. It's a guy that, another blocker that we can use and, you know, give the ball to at times. He definitely leads the way for our running back in a lot of plays. And I think it's going to be awesome having one back there. Oh, it doesn't really change my job as well. I might change my point every once in a while, but for the most part, it stayed the same.
We'll go down in front.
How do you remember hearing that Jimbo was coming to College Station, and what were your first thoughts?
I saw it on Twitter. Out of all things, I saw it on Twitter. And like I said earlier, I was excited. To have a national championship head coach here was the way to go.
What did you know about him?
Not a whole lot. I knew that he had been at Florida State for quite a while, and that, of course, he had won a national championship there, and he was only one of the only four coaches that has done that. That's active.
Down in front.
Y'all had a bunch of, you know, different lineups last year on the offensive line. You know, how difficult does that make things to kind of build chemistry, and what kind of impact does that have on the unit as a whole when you've got so many guys subbing in and out?
Honestly, it's not that hard. It gives a lot of guys playing experience, and that's always good. You get your young guys in there, and it helps build the future as well. And, of course, I've played with them all, and we have chemistry everywhere.
Go back of the podium back there.
A guy on the opposite side of the ball back here, Donovan Wilson. How important is his presence going to be this season for what you guys are trying to accomplish?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Donovan Wilson on the opposite side of the ball. Okay. How important is he going to be, his presence back on the field? How important is his presence going to be for what you guys want to accomplish this season?
Oh, he's a very important piece to our defense. When he went down last year, it wasn't fun, and you could see that. But having him back will definitely be very impactful.
We'll go all the way over here, back right.
So far, what has Jimbo brought to this program? I know the season has started, but just for the players in the locker room, what has so far he brought to A&M?
He's brought a how you do anything is how you do everything mentality. He basically says that how you perform in the classroom is how you're going to perform on the field. Eating your meals, if you don't do it, that's how you're going to perform on the field, and just things of that nature.
We'll go right in the middle.
Eric, when you think back to the middle of July a year ago and you fast forward to now, what are the biggest changes in this entire program?
Well, of course, we got a new head coach in Coach Fisher, and then strength and conditioning for sure. Coach Schmidty has brought something completely new to the table. He's the real deal is all I can say.
We'll go over here in the middle on the right.
Eric, the LSU game has been a tough one for you guys to get. You guys have beaten Alabama and some other people over the years, but not that one. Do you know any reason why, and do you hear about that? Is that one you're eager to break?
Well, LSU is just – they're always a very talented team. Offensive-wise and defensive-wise, they come with it every game. Of course, we would love to beat them, but I feel like the guys that I go against every day are preparing us for that moment. Offense on the defensive line, the linebackers, we have a lot of talented guys in there.
We'll go front row of the cameras over here.
Building off that question, Eric, I know you guys are tired of going through it yourselves and also reading about it, the 8-win seasons, and how do you get over the hump? The question is, why would this year be different, and do you guys believe that this year is the year you can compete again for an SEC West title?
Yes, I do. As I mentioned, Coach Fisher has brought in a new mentality of toughness, effort, discipline, and pride, and he's really hit those four key components in every meeting that we've had, and it's instilled in our minds now that – if we want to be successful, we have to follow those things. He's brought a championship mentality to our team.
We've got time for a couple more questions. If you just raise your hand, we'll get you a microphone. Go right back up here.
You were talking earlier about the four key words that Coach Fisher brought. As an O-line unit, do you guys have a key word or a key slogan that you're operating or going on this year?
We've really just been going into what Coach Fisher has. Coach Turner believes in following what the head man says, and he's even hitting it more than Coach Fisher is. He's saying that, and every time we're with him, every time we're on the practice field, he's instilling that in our minds.
We'll go down here on the front row.
Which first or second year guys impressed you the most, and who do you think's got a chance of really cracking the starting lineup this year that's young?
is that offensive line-wise or anywhere-wise? Well, as y'all know, Carson Green has impressed me since he got here, and he ended up starting the last five or six games for us last year. He's big, physical, and he's an aggressive guy that has great footwork and speed, and I think he'll be a force out there at the tackle position.
Go back here, Cameron.
What's your take on your two quarterbacks? And I know it probably doesn't change much for you up front and what you guys do blocking-wise, but what would your confidence if Mondo or Starkle gets the nod for Jimbo behind you guys? What's your confidence in both of them?
My confidence is very high in both of them. Whoever has a position is going to be the guy that Coach Fisher wants back there, obviously, and they're going to have the four things, and they're going to be great leaders.